This is the reading for August 4th. Proverbs 24. Don't envy evil people or try to be friends with them. Their minds are always planning violence, and they always talk about making trouble. It takes wisdom to have a good family, and it takes understanding to make it strong. It takes knowledge to fill a home with rare and beautiful treasures. Wise people have great power, and those with knowledge have great strength. So you need advice when you go to war. If you have lots of good advice, you will win. Foolish people cannot understand wisdom. They have nothing to say in a discussion. Whoever makes evil plans will be known as a troublemaker. Making foolish plans is sinful, and making fun of wisdom is hateful. If you give up when trouble comes, it shows that you are weak. Save those who are being led to their death. Rescue those who are about to be killed. If you say, "We don't know anything about this," God, who knows what's in your mind, will notice. He is watching you, and He will know. He will reward each person for what he has done. My child, eat honey because it is good. Honey from the honeycomb tastes sweet. In the same way, wisdom is pleasing to you. If you find it, you have hope for the future, and your wishes will come true. Don't be wicked and attack a good family's house. Don't rob the place where they live. Even though good people may be bothered by trouble 7 times, they are never defeated. But the wicked are overwhelmed by trouble. Don't be happy when your enemy is defeated. Don't be glad when he is overwhelmed. The Lord will notice and be displeased. He may not be angry with them anymore. Don't envy evil people, and don't be jealous of the wicked. An evil person has nothing to hope for. The wicked will die like a flame that is put out. My child, respect the Lord and the King. Don't join those people who refuse to obey them. The Lord and the King will quickly destroy such people. Those two can cause great disaster. These are also sayings of the wise. It is not good to take sides when you are the judge. Don't tell the wicked that they are innocent. People will curse you and nations will hate you. But things will go well if you punish the guilty, and you will receive rich blessings. An honest answer is as pleasing as a kiss on the lips. First, finish your outside work and prepare your fields. After that, you can build your house. Don't testify against your neighbor for no good reason. Don't say things that are false. Don't say, "I'll get even, I'll do to him what he did to me." I passed by a lazy person's field and by the vineyard of someone with no sense. Thorns had grown up everywhere, the ground was covered with weeds, and the stone walls had fallen down. I thought about what I had seen. I learned this lesson from what I saw. You sleep a little, you take a nap, you fold your hands and lie down to rest. Soon you will be as poor as if you had been robbed. You will have as little as if you had been held up. Esther chapter 3. After these things happened, King Xerxes honored Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite. He gave him a new rank that was higher than all the important men. All the royal officers at the king's gate would bow down and kneel before Haman, as the king had ordered. But Mordecai would not bow down or show him honor. Then the royal officers at the king's gate asked Mordecai, "Why don't you obey the king's command?" And they said this to him every day. When he did not listen to them, they told Haman about it. They wanted to see if Haman would accept Mordecai's behavior, because Mordecai had told them he was Jewish. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not bow down to him or honor him, he became very angry. He thought of himself as too important to try to kill only Mordecai. He had been told who the people of Mordecai were, so he looked for a way to destroy all of Mordecai's people, the Jews, and all of Xerxes' kingdom. It was in the first month of the 12th year of King Xerxes' rule, the month of Nisan. Pur, that is, the lot, was thrown before Haman to choose a day and a month. So the 12th month, the month of Adar, was chosen. Then Haman said to King Xerxes, "There is a certain group of people scattered among the other people in all the states of your kingdom. Their customs are different from those of all the other people, and they do not obey the king's laws. It is not right for you to allow them to continue living in your kingdom. If it pleases the king, let an order be given to destroy those people. Then I will pay 750,000 pounds of silver to those who do the king's business, and they will put it in the royal treasury. So the king took his signet ring off and gave it to Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of the Jewish people. Then the king said to Haman, "The money and the people are yours. Do with them as you please." On the 13th day of the first month, the royal secretaries were called, and they wrote out all of Haman's orders. They wrote to the king's governors and to the captains of the soldiers in each state and to the important men of each group of people. The orders were written in the writing of each state and in the language of each people. They were written in the name of King Xerxes and sealed with his signet ring. Letters were sent by messengers to all the king's empire, ordering them to destroy, kill, and completely wipe out all the Jewish people. That meant young and old, women and little children too. It was to happen on a single day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which was Adar, and they could take everything the Jewish people owned. A copy of the order was given out as a law in every state, so all the people would be ready for that day. The messengers set out, hurried by the king's command, as soon as the order was given in the palace at Susa. The king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Susa was in confusion. Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai heard about all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on rough cloth and ashes, and went out into the city crying loudly and painfully. But Mordecai went only as far as the king's gate, because no one was allowed to enter that gate dressed in rough cloth. As the king's order reached every area, there was great sadness and loud crying among the Jewish people. They gave up eating and cried out loud, and many of them lay down on rough cloth and ashes to show how sad they were. When Esther's servant girls and eunuchs came to her and told her about Mordecai, she was very upset and afraid. She sent clothes for Mordecai to put on instead of the rough cloth, but he would not wear them. Then Esther called for Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs chosen by the king to serve her. Esther ordered him to find out what was bothering Mordecai and why. So Hathach went to Mordecai, who was in the city square in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told Hathach everything that had happened to him, and he told Hathach about the amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasury for the killing of the Jewish people. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the order to kill the Jewish people, which had been given in Susa. He wanted Hathach to show it to Esther and to tell her about it. And Mordecai told him to order Esther to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and to plead with him for her people. Hathach went back and reported to Esther everything Mordecai had said. Then Esther told Hathach to tell Mordecai, "All the royal officers and people of the royal states know that no man or woman may go to the king in the inner courtyard without being called. There is only one law about this. Anyone who enters must be put to death unless the king holds out his gold scepter. Then that person may live, and I have not been called to go to the king for 30 days." Esther's message was given to Mordecai. Then Mordecai sent back word to Esther, "Just because you live in the king's palace, don't think that out of all the Jewish people you alone will escape. If you keep quiet at this time, someone else will help and save the Jewish people, but you and your father's family will all die. And who knows, you may have been chosen queen for just such a time as this." Then Esther sent this answer to Mordecai, "Go and get all the Jewish people in Susa together. For my sake, give up eating. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night and day. I and my servant girls will also give up eating. Then I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I die, I die." So Mordecai went away and did everything Esther had told him to do.
Chapter 3.
Finally, brothers and sisters, pray that we spread the Lord's word rapidly, and that it will be honored the way it was among you. Also pray that we may be rescued from worthless and evil people, since not everyone shares our faith. But the Lord is faithful and will strengthen you and protect you against the evil one. The Lord gives us confidence that you are doing and will continue to do what we ordered you to do. May the Lord direct your lives as you show God's love in Christ's endurance. Brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we order you not to associate with any believer who doesn't live a disciplined life and doesn't follow the tradition you received from us. You know what you must do to imitate us. We lived a disciplined life among you. We didn't eat anyone's food without paying for it. Instead, we worked hard and struggled night and day in order not to be a burden to any of you. It's not as though we didn't have a right to receive support. Rather, we wanted to set an example for you to follow. While we were with you, we gave you the order. Whoever doesn't want to work shouldn't be allowed to eat. We hear that some of you are not living disciplined lives. You're not working, so you go around interfering in other people's lives. We order and encourage such people by the Lord Jesus Christ to pay attention to their own work so they can support themselves. Brothers and sisters, we can't allow ourselves to get tired of doing what is right. It may be that some people will not listen to what we say in this letter. Take note of them, and don't associate with them so that they will feel ashamed. Yet don't treat them like enemies, but instruct them like brothers and sisters. May the Lord of peace give you His peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, am writing this greeting with my own hand. In every letter that I send, this is proof that I wrote it. The goodwill of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.